Those who want to look younger, remove unsightly hair, or get rid of skin imperfections can have procedures that are done relatively quickly by those without medical training. These cosmetic fixes have resulted in a lucrative industry, which has been boosted by television shows such as Extreme Makeover. Michelle Turner is a student at the Institute of Wellness and Beauty in Milwaukee.
The signs of aging are considered unwarranted and unwanted in our profession. This has become responsible for the creation of a multi-billion dollar industry we call a non-surgical aesthetic skincare.
Dermabrasion, chemical exfoliation, and laser treatment are considered a luxury. They're generally not covered by insurance. Currently, only shops using lasers are required to have a medical director. Doctors, however, don't actually have to be on staff or even in the state. Ted Thurn is with the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery. He says dermatologists sometimes have to try and fix cosmetic procedures gone bad. He cites third-degree burns from improper laser use and incorrect exfoliation techniques.
19% of our members reported complications from chemical peels. Also saw 16% reported complications due to microdermabrasion.
Cosmetologists and other non-medical practitioners say they don't need a doctor peering over their shoulder to oversee what they consider superficial treatments like chemical exfoliation or microdermabrasion. As for using lasers, those in the beauty industry think state rules should allow them to have a doctor nearby. They propose 120 miles. Physicians say that's too far and complain the cosmetic industry is not regulated enough and not trained enough to practice what they consider to be medical procedures. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.